This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Fighting in Ethiopia's Afar forces 54,000 people to flee. Vaccinations rise in some states with soaring infections. And France's Macron changes phone in light of Pegasus case. It's Friday, July 23. I'm Anthony Davis. Attacks by Tigrayan fighters in Ethiopia's Afar region have forced over 54,000 people from their homes, an official said on Thursday, and refugees in a camp in southern Tigray described heavy clashes nearby. Tens of thousands of people, meanwhile, rallied in the capital to support Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who's faced criticism for his handling of a conflict that threatens to undermine stability in Africa's second most populous nation. Tigrayan fighters, who want the Ethiopian government to accept their terms before talks on a ceasefire can begin, have taken control of three districts in Afar this week. The region is of strategic importance because the main road and railway linking Addis Ababa, landlocked Ethiopia's capital, with the seaport of Djibouti run through it. Ahmed quoted some of the displaced people as saying Tigrayan fighters had burned houses, looted properties, and killed civilians. The leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front said that Tigrayan forces were in Afar and they planned to target forces from the neighbouring Amhara region, which has been fighting on behalf of the government. In southern Tigray, some Eritreans in the Adi Harush refugee camp said they'd been heavy fighting nearby on Thursday morning. Tens of thousands of refugees from Eritrea who were in Tigray before the war began are trapped in two camps on the front lines, Myeni and Adi Harush. The Ethiopian refugee agency, ARA, said in a statement that six refugees had been killed in fighting and two more had died from lack of medical attention. ARA also said in violation of the international humanitarian law, the rebels deployed heavy artilleries in the refugee camps, and there appears to be continuous militant activity and sporadic shootings. Vaccinations are beginning to rise in some states where COVID-19 cases are soaring, White House officials said yesterday, and hospitals are running out of space because of the Delta variant, which is spreading with incredible efficiency. Coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters that several states with the highest proportions of new infections have seen residents get vaccinated at higher rates than the nation as a whole. Officials cited Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada as examples. Louisiana reported 2,843 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday, a day after reporting 5,388, the third highest level since the pandemic began. Hospitalizations are up steeply in the last month, from 242 on June 19 to 913 in the latest report. 15 new deaths were reported yesterday. Just 36% of Louisiana's population is fully vaccinated, state health department data shows. Nationally, 56.3% of Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine, according to the CDC. Allie Neal, a spokesperson for Louisiana's health department, said the state had seen a little bump in vaccinations recently. Some attribute this to the change in direction from hosts on Fox News, who until 2 days ago were spreading negative conspiracy theories about vaccination. In Missouri, which is second only to Arkansas and Louisiana in the number of new cases per capita over the past 14 days, officials have rolled out a vaccine incentive program that includes $10,000 prizes for 900 lottery winners. The state lags about 10 percentage points behind the national average for people who've received at least one shot. French President Emmanuel Macron has changed his mobile phone and phone number in light of the Pegasus spyware case, a presidency official said on Thursday in one of the first concrete actions announced in relation to the scandal. Government spokesman Gabriel Attal said the president's security protocols were being adapted in light of the incident. A global outcry was triggered when several international media organizations reported that the Pegasus spyware was used in hacking smartphones belonging to journalists, human rights activists, and government officials in several countries. In Israel, home of Pegasus developer NSO Group, a senior lawmaker said a parliamentary panel may look into spyware export restrictions. NSO says its software is used to fight crime and terrorism and has denied any wrongdoing. "Obviously, we're taking this very seriously," Attal told reporters hours after an emergency cabinet meeting focused on the Pegasus allegations. Le Monde newspaper and Radio France reported on Tuesday that Macron's phone was on a list of potential targets for surveillance by Morocco. A French lawyer for Morocco, Olivier Baratelli, said the government planned to lodge defamation lawsuits in Paris against non-governmental organizations Amnesty International and Forbidden Stories, according to a French news outlet on Thursday. The two groups participated in the Pegasus probe, and alleged Morocco had targeted French officials for surveillance with the spyware. Amid mounting EU concern, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters in Berlin that spyware should be denied to countries where there is no judicial oversight. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.